It's time for the WJBM Outdoor Show, presented by Midwest Tractor Sales. We'll hear from your host, Aaron Quillen, after this.
New Holland CR Twin Rotor Combines from Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville put more premium grain in the bin and save you money while doing it. Compared to competitive brand combines, CR Twin Rotor Combines lose significantly less grain. Independent third-party test results prove it. And CR Twin Rotor Combines use less fuel and harvest faster to save you real money. Finish your season sooner with more grain safely in the storage bin. See Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville about New Holland CR Twin Rotor Combines. They give you performance that pays.
Welcome to the WJBM Outdoor Show, presented by Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville. Today we're coming to you from the WJBM studios in Jerseyville, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers, where the mission is simple: kill big deer. Today with us we have Adam Heitzig, sales manager at Midwest Tractor Sales. Welcome, Adam.
Thanks, Aaron. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate you being here. And just chit-chatting, I'm getting a real indication that you do some hunting, man.
I do. The wife and I own 46 acres just south of Kane on Bethany Church Road. We just actually bought another farm. One of your other sponsors, Tarrant Harmon, got us fixed up with another place. So we just relocated west of Fielden. So we got a new spread to try some of this out, I guess.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yes, yes. Jonathan and Nick took good care of me. So
good. So new to the program.
Yes.
We have a partnership with Midwest Tractor Sales.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your support.
Yes.
What led you to the decision to partner as a sponsor of the show?
So the wife and I were actually sitting at George's one evening, and Chris had told us he had sold the business, sold George's. And I don't know how many people knew at that point in time, maybe a lot, maybe a little, but Chris told us he'd bought WJBM. And I'm like, Chris, what in the world are you thinking? You know, you've been running 100 mile an hour with your construction business, and obviously George is a very successful business, but you know, what are you thinking? And he said, I think there's a lot of good that can be done with the community, you know, and when you and Chris come out and kind of pitch the idea the first time, you know, end of the year, end of December, you know, we're busy, you know, with sales and stuff, but we're sitting there, and you know, I'm like, man, I think that's a great opportunity for us to touch, you know, our existing customer base. You know, a lot of our farmers, you know, are avid hunters, you know, but I think there's a lot of customers out there that don't know what MTS does, or you know what we offer, you know, as a complete package, you know, to help the hunter, help the outdoorsman.
Okay, well, perfect. That's a great segue into, what does MTS do?
We do everything from a lawnmower to a 700 horsepower tractor. We offer multiple lines. New Holland is our main vendor. Versatile, MacDon, Gehringhoff, Landall. We offer a ton of different brands, but the brands the outdoorsman's probably going to be the most concerned with is our New Holland brand, with our compact tractors, skid loaders, utility tractors, that sort of thing. We also offer a variety of attachments from different manufacturers to, you know, take care of your land, take care of your property.
Okay, cool. Cool. And then, so your property that you just bought,
yes,
this is a new project then?
This is 100% new project. We've been out there not even 30 days, so just starting to get a feel for what we've got our hands on, and I got the wheels turning in my head, at least, of what we're going to do out there. So
okay. So what are some of your first steps converting that property?
So, what do I want to say here? I own a skid steer, own a New Holland skid steer, have a New Holland brush cutter that goes on the front end of it. We're going to take some of that property and we're going to make some holes in it, push the field edges back, get it a little more productive for the row crop side. But the other thing we're going to do with it is we're going to make some holes out in the timber for putting food plots in,
okay,
you know, developing different parts of that farm for deer, turkey, you know, outdoor activities.
Okay, so you got your Heidi Hole food plots.
Yes.
And then I had someone come out with a skid steer and So there's two types on the front there. That's like a, it's like a brush cutter, like your regular bush hog.
Yes.
But then there's also like a drum wheel type thing, right?
Yeah. What most commonly is kind of like called the clean, you know, everybody calls everybody a Kleenex Kleenex. Fecon developed the front end attachment for a skid steer, the rotating drum attachment. I own one of each. I guess I'm spoiled, but
that's awesome.
The Fecon is the ultimate tool for cleaning up field edges and cleaning property, 100%.
Okay, small world. I was just with a Fecon rep over the weekend at a hunting show in Michigan.
Yeah, Fecon is the premier name of that style of attachment.
Okay.
New Holland actually buys that attachment from Fecon. So if you come out to MTS, you buy a Fecon style attachment, you buy that attachment. It's going to say New Holland on the side, but right on the serial plate, it says made by Fecon.
Really?
So you can't buy a better head than that for a front end of a skid loader.
Okay. Well, when I had the work done out at one of our farms, night and day, I mean, in some areas, it's at the top of a ridge, and we have, let's just say, 8 acres at the top of this ridge. It's, you know, used to be pasture, and we've started food plotting it. We got so much more area that had grown in certain parts. It might have been 20 acres of brush that had grown into the field.
Absolutely. You know, field creep is a huge problem, whether it's for the deer hunter or the row crop farmer. You know, there's a lot of acreage given up. You know, the biggest part of your field is around the edge of the field. So, you know, as that brush comes out there, you know, it's just constant. You know, you can take a regular brush cutter around the edge of the field, you know, batwing or tractor style mower, but you know, all you're cutting it off is what's on the ground. You know, the trees up tall, you know, that are leaning over and everything else, you can't touch that. That's where that skid loader and that brush cutter, that Fecon, does the job.
Yeah, that's big time. And so it's pretty much the same process when you're going and making these hidey hole food plots in the woods.
100%. You know, we'll take a ridge top or something. You know, a lot of these places that we're cleaning up have been farmed before, or, you know, were open pasture in the past. You know, as generations hand the farm down, or, you know, property changes hands, you know, the maintenance doesn't get done. The cows get removed, the hogs get removed, whatever that is, you know. So lots of what we're taking down isn't huge, ginormous, you know, 24 or 36 inch trees, nothing like that, you know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's something that's just been let go for, you know, many years, you know. The other thing that we're touching in or getting on is, you know, if a farm's recently been logged and opened up, you know, on top of a ridge top or something like that, we're going in there and cleaning up treetops. We're going in there and cleaning up smaller brush that the logger didn't want, you know. We're moving that out of the way, you know, and making these holes.
All right. And when you're going and looking at your hidey hole food plots, I'd imagine you're going into an area that's got some type of structure, whether it be undergrowth and mature trees or whatever, and you found an area that you're going to have sunlight that reaches the surface, you know, the soil. Do you plan your trails to the hidey hole first, or do you build the hidey hole and then kind of, you know, back cut your trails? Cause it's got to be the same equipment that you're using, right?
It is. We do a lot of riding around the woods or walking around in the woods before we even, you know, scratch that surface. You know, you scout an area before you hunt it. You know, well, we scout an area before we put a food plot to it.
Mm-hmm.
We like to get a layout of that land, what it looks like. You know, what, is there water close? What, you know, where's our other food sources? You know, where's property lines? You know, we like to get a lay of that land before we start just putting a food plot in. Worst thing you can do is put a food plot in right next to the property line and, you know, have some benefit to a neighbor there. So we're a little cognizant of that, you know, as we do that, you know, or my personal, you know, on my personal property, at least, you know, if, you know, we put these things, you know, where it's going to be beneficial to us, not necessarily the neighbor. So, you know, and then we also, you know, build trails to them food plots, or, you know, create a walkway, at least, you know, depending on wind direction, depending on time of year, you know, is it easy to get to, you know, is there crops in the field, you know, row crops in the field that we're trying to avoid? You know, we do a lot of different things to manipulate that food plot then.
Okay. All right. And so A lot of your customers at MTS probably have a similar situation. They just got a piece and they're looking to, you know, get it right for their hunting activities or other recreational activities. And then you probably have other guys that are have established and they're looking to improve or create food plots, maybe upgrade in some of their you know, different practices. What are the questions that you will generally ask someone that comes in that's looking to, you know, that's looking at equipment or tractors and get an understanding for what they're trying to accomplish?
Like I said, when we started this interview, I'm used to be the one asking questions. So it's a little odd to be sitting on this side of the microphone, but you know, a good salesman, you know, asks a lot of questions, you know, mm-hmm. What do you have for property? What do you have for current equipment? What, you know, what are you looking to do? You know, we start to build a package for a guy, and I don't care if we're talking about the outdoorsman, we're talking about a farmer, we're talking about a guy that owns horses and cows and 40 acres out. You know, we're always asking questions about, you know, what they're trying to achieve and what their ultimate goal is. I can't tell you how many times somebody's walked in, sat down at my desk and said, "Hey, I'm looking to buy X." Well, by the time we get done with our conversation, well, we're not buying X because X doesn't fit what we actually need. You know, we talked to our buddy and the buddy's like, "Oh, you need a 40 horse compact tractor." Well, you know, yeah, you maybe do need a 40 horse compact tractor, but you really need a D9, you really need a, you know, what you're trying to do is going to tear the hell out of that 40 horse tractor. So what we try to do is ask those questions and try to really focus in on, you know, what we offer to fit the customer's needs. You know, like I said, with the New Holland lineup, we offer everything from a 25 horse tractor all the way up to 700 horsepower. If we don't have a tractor to fit that customer's needs, that it's simply not being made. I mean, there's not a tractor product. We offer a complete line of equipment for that. So in any case, you know, asking questions helps get that customer, you know, figured out what that customer needs, you know, with, you know, size wise.
Okay. And what are some of the obstacles that you're running into, you know, in this area? You know, for example, we got the honeysuckle. Just like you're doing some clearing. You're getting that. When somebody approaches you about, "Hey, I'm trying to accomplish this," you walk them through. You know, what are some of the obstacles that you're finding are more common or more prevalent for, let's say, you know, someone that just bought land?
So, you know, sometimes somebody just doesn't know what they need. You know, sometimes, you know, taking the time and walking them through, you know, different sizes of tractor, different options on the tractor, you know, somebody might walk in and say, "Oh, you know, I need a 25 horse hydrostat," you know, and that's not really they need, you know. So education is probably one of the bigger obstacles, is making sure that we have the right equipment for to do the right job. You know, some of the other things that, you know, we think about is, you know, what do we need? You know, sometimes people get so honed in on, "Man, I got to have a compact tractor," or, "Man, I got to have a skid steer loader to do this." You know, sometimes a little sweat equity and brow busting will accomplish what a compact tractor will. You know, we don't have to have, you know, we talked about it earlier, you know, sometimes bigger isn't always better. You know, sometimes having the right size for the situation makes all the difference in the world. So having the right tool for the job. You know, some of the other things we run into is making sure that the customer's planting the right crop, you know, mm-hmm. making sure that customer knows they got the right tool to plant that crop. You know, we can't be putting corn through a drill and we can't be putting small clover through a corn planter, you know, right. Making sure we have the right tool, you know, and that's all comes down to customer education. You know, I mean, you said you didn't grow up on a farm, you know, well, you know, something that's backhand nature to me is something that's, you know, completely Greek to somebody that doesn't grow up on a farm.
Yeah.
So making sure that customer knows that, hey, if we're going to plant corn, we need a corn planter. Hey, if we're going to plant clover, we need a drill. You know, making sure you have the right tool for the right job.
Yeah. And to go back to where I grew up, it was just horses, right? We bought our hay and then, you know, we had X amount of equipment, tractor. It was an old International 684. And, man, I used to, as a teenager making dirt bike jumps, I used to break all of our implements, trying to get stuff built, not really understanding what I was doing. And then to translate that into, you know, today I'm still learning every day, trying to understand exactly, you know, how to accomplish something with the amount of time that I have, because what I found is when I look at different attachments, saving time is key. And then just like you're saying, what are we planting? Planting the right seed for the right time of year.
Correct. Correct. Timing, yeah. Timing is everything. You know, it's never too early or too late to start on a food plot. 100%. Today's the day is what I always like to say. I mean, to get out there today, to get you a spot cleared out, to get some ground worked up, to get something started it's great. You know, you're in a great time to get some oats or some clover, maybe a little alfalfa started right now. You know, we talked earlier, you know, oats don't like warm weather, you know. So, you know, if we're trying to plant oats in June, July, August, well, you know, the oats are going to burn up. You know, it's just not a great time for oats, you know. Timing is everything there. So, you know, if we're going to look at, you know, what we're planting, you know, you start talking about, you know, well, in June, July, we're going to plant soybeans. We're going to plant wheat. We're going to plant rye. We're going to plant that stuff that doesn't care if it's hot and dry. We want to size the seed, you know, just like we're trying to size the equipment. We want to make sure it's the right fit.
Yeah, I get that. With that being said, we're going to take a break and hear from you, our sponsors, as well as Jonathan over at Tarrant & Harmon.
See more and do more in a new 300 series compact track loader from New Holland. Its industry-leading 360-degree visibility is truly something to see at Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville. With its reverse camera and 8-inch multifunction LCD display, Super Boom lift technology, rock-solid stability, and redesigned controls, you'll work with greater speed, safety, and precision. Maximum productivity starts with a clear view. Stop by Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville today and see how a new 300 series compact track loader helps you do more. Jonathan Prain with Tarrant & Harmon Real Estate and Auction Company is a full-time land broker who can help you maximize your hard-earned dollars. Call Jonathan for a free assessment and to assist you in selling or finding your income-producing farm, dream hunting spot, rural home, or investment property. Jonathan Prain with Tarrant & Harmon Real Estate and Auction Company. Call 618-225-0568. 618-225-0568.
Welcome back to the WJBM Outdoor Show, presented by Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville. Today we're coming to you from the WJBM studios in Jerseyville, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers, where the mission is simple. Kill big deer. Again, we have Adam Heitzig from Midwest Tractor Sales. Adam is the sales manager and has been educating us on how we find the right tool for the job. That being said, Adam, I imagine that there are a lot of technologies that maybe existed for the complex farmer, maybe that farmer that has the 700 horse tractor that has kind of made its way downstream to the 120 or under, or even some of the lightweight tractors. What are you seeing?
Yeah, Aaron, it's kind of funny, you know, technology starts, like you said, you know, with the row crop thing and trickles down, you know, technology becomes more affordable. You know, I seen a deal the other day, the first cell phone that come out was almost $4,000 and was a, you know, giant brick. And yeah. Today, you know, a cell phone's not necessarily a whole lot cheaper today, but, you know, it does so much more. You know, we have a calculator, we have a flashlight, you know, all the teachers that sat in school and said, well, you never had that calculator with you. Well, you know, we had that with us all the time, you know.
Right.
Technology. You know, in agriculture and outdoorsmen, it's kind of the same thing. You know, we used to run around on cabs, or tractors didn't have cabs, you know, skid steers didn't have cabs, you know. Mm-hmm. Some of it's safety, some of it's technology, some of it's a better way of doing things. But, you know, where I see the technology coming in, you know, we haven't really even talked about it, but like soil sampling, you know, figuring out, you know, pH of soil being right. You know, 20 years ago, guys weren't soil sampling for food plots or worried about their pH on a food plot.
And right.
Here today, you know, it's a cheap thing to do. You know, there's a lot of local labs that'll do it for you, but making sure the pH of your soil is right. You know, we're growing food plots just like we're trying to grow row crops. You know, we're trying to make sure we're doing the best job we can. You know, we talked about food plot seed, or, you know, even just, you know, corn and soybeans. You know, seed's not cheap. Seed is not the first thing you think of is for cost, but man, it is expensive. You know, dollars an acre or dollars a plot, becomes a huge factor in it. You know, same thing with throwing fertilizer out there. You know, fertilizer is expensive. You know, I mean, it does not, you know, there's no cheap part of doing that. You know, if you're going to do anything, do it right. My great grandpa Heitzig used to say that a lot, and I hear that a lot, is, you know, anything worth doing is doing right.
So, yeah.
You know, other technology that we talk about, you know, GPS is starting to play a role into what we're doing as far as food plots go. Okay. Whether it's mapping a food plot, you know, same thing with the soil sampling, you know, we're getting a digital map of what we're doing, you know, knowing what we're doing, knowing the size of a food plot, we're starting to play around with that. You know, some of your larger food plots or some of your larger row crop plots, well, you know, we're using auto steer. You know, these guys aren't sitting out in the field every day, you know, driving back and forth for 10 or 12 hours straight, or most of them aren't, you know.
Right.
So, you know, that technology is starting to slip into the row crop guy or the smaller food plot guy as well. You know, I personally have a GPS unit on my side-by-side for spraying food plots.
Okay.
So we're spraying fields, you know. I can see where I've been, see what I've mapped, and, you know, see how fast I'm going. It's all right there in a handheld unit.
Well, you bring up a great point with the spraying, because myself, I've got a sprayer that I like a lot, and it's a 3-point to the back of my tractor. It covers about, I'd say, 30 foot on the boom, and man, has that saved me a lot of time.
Absolutely. You know, it spraying kind of, I don't know, takes some of the hard work out of maintaining a food plot, you know, worrying about weeds and worrying about creep and everything else. You know, it's expensive, but, you know, Roundup Ready alfalfa, Roundup Ready corn, Roundup Ready soybeans, all that technology is available out there. And man, it does make keeping a food plot clean and, you know, looking nice a breeze. You know, I mean, you know, it maintains that, where we're not, you know, you're worried about weeds, you're feeding fertilizing, you're feeding weeds, and that's no good.
Right. And, you know, some of my challenges with regard to food plotting over the years, you know, it could be anything from it didn't get enough moisture. You know, it could be too much pressure on that specific food source. And, you know, when I look at equipment, I think all the time, man, if I just had that, I'd save so much time. Hey, if I just had that, I'd save so much time. I think, you know, there are some probably fundamentally basic pieces of equipment. If someone were to be starting out, what would you kind of look at might be some of the basic or fundamental piece of equipment they might be interested in?
Like we talked about earlier there, you know, it's never too early to start. It's never too late to start. You know, mm-hmm. You know, just because, you know, you got on a piece of property late, your landlord or your farmer or yourself didn't get the crops out in a timely manner, you know, or, you know, had some issues getting some row crops out of the way to access a piece of property or whatever that is.
Yeah.
You know, it's never too early or too late to start, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, as far as tools, you know, the right tool for the job.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter and I, we put our food plot in this summer. You know, crops were late going in, caught a lot of rain midsummer, and then we got dry. Well, you know, it didn't make a lot of sense to go out there and spend a lot of time and a lot of effort, you know, midsummer to put a food plot in that was just going to burn up, you know. So my daughter Hal and I, we got on the side-by-side. We rode around the edge of the field. We took a bag of rye and spread that out in our standing corn, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't come up for 3 weeks, you know, finally caught a little late season rain there. And, we sprouted some rye late October there and some warm. So, you know, we shelled the corn right on top of the standing rye, worked out great. We had deer out there, all fall long, you know, feeding on that rye. You know, it was pretty amazing the amount of water that we got this fall that rye even came up. So,
okay.
You know, you can go as basic to as wild as you want. You know, I mean, you know, a brand new 120 horse tractor, an 8-foot Genesis drill, you know, a fancy disc and a fancy tiller. I mean, you can have, you're setting yourself up for more success, the more money you spend, but you know, you don't need to go spend, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy equipment to grow a food plot. It's just not needed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the equipment salesman talking here. You know,
I hear you. And I believe you. And I understand.
You know, I have a lot of tools available to me in my toolbox. You know, I have tractors, I have discs, I have plows. I have lots of tools available in my toolbox. But, you know, sometimes timing is everything. You know, if the timing's not right, Mother Nature's not giving us rain, you know, you work with what you got, you know. So don't be scared to the only failure in life is not trying.
Yeah.
You know, so not going out there and not putting a food plot in, that is the failure. You know, if you go out there and you do till up a spot, or you do just go out there and do a throw and go food plot, well, at least you tried. You know, if it doesn't come up, well, that's between you and Mother Nature. You can't back out of that. But if you sit at home and sit on the couch, or you just sit there and complain, it doesn't do you any good at the end of the day. You know, at least trying something. You know, learning is everything. You know, learning what works, learning what doesn't work, is it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. Well, I'm somewhat familiar with you guys. I've got my X Mark Zero Turn.
Yes.
I think that was the first piece of equipment I got from you guys. And every time I've called or needed something, I've had no problems. When I called the shop, whether I'm talking to somebody at the front desk or a salesperson, I always tend to get the information that I need. If I were a beginner, let's say I just got a piece of equipment, or I had wanted to do some research as to the lines that you carry at MTS, what are some resources available? Or even if I were experienced and fixed all my own equipment, what are some resources available through MTS, or where would you direct us to go to look up specs?
It's a pretty wide question.
That is a wide question.
I'll hammer on what I can hammer on, and you just ask me whatever it need to be asked again. But okay. We opened in 2012.
Yeah.
Fully staffed parts service sales department. Currently runs 6 days a week. We support everybody, like I said from the beginning of the show, we support everybody with an X-Mark lawnmower all the way up to somebody that's got a 700 horsepower tractor. So everybody's business is equally important. We don't cater to one crowd or another. You know, everybody's time is just as important. I might spend an hour talking to you about a lawnmower and an hour talking to the next guy about a combine.
Okay.
It, you know, there is not necessarily no limit to how much time we spend, but, you know, making sure that customer's educated, making sure that customer has the information they need, that's what's most important to us. Whether it's at the parts counter, whether it's back at the service department, or whether it's in the sales department, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not a great salesman. I will be the first one to admit that. I tell that to everybody. But what I am excellent at is making sure that customer is taken care of.
Yeah.
Making sure that customer feels like their business is special. Making sure that customer has all their questions answered. Or if I can't answer that question, I get that answer for that customer. And that's ultimately, end of the day, what's really important to that customer is, you know, making sure my questions are answered. You know, mm-hmm. You don't want to come out and get a quote on a compact tractor or a zero turn or a skid steer or whatever that product be and ask me, you know, 10 questions that I can't answer.
Right.
Well, you know, I've been stumped before. I don't know it all. You know, I can't know everything from, you know, how much fuel an X Mark holds to, you know, how many gallons a minute a skid steer holds. You know, mm-hmm. I can't answer that. But if I can't follow up with you and give you that information, that's where I falter as a salesperson. And I think that's where myself and my business do the best, is following up and taking care of that customer at the end of the day.
Okay. And anybody that wants to reach out to you at MTS, to call the shop?
Absolutely. 618-639-2583. That actually stands for New Blue. I don't know if anybody ever picked up on that. That's how we come up with that phone number. We didn't just pull it out of thin air. But
that's awesome.
Yes. We also have a website, www.midwesttractorsales.com.
Okay.
If you know, talking about, you know, products we carry, full line of our products is listed on the internet. Are all of our used inventory is on there. I'm not saying it's the most up to date, you know, so if you are looking for something new or used, it's best to reach out to one of our sales staff.
Okay.
You know, cause you know, if you're looking for a used 100 horse tractor, well, I'm going to tell you, that's one of the hottest things out there. It has been for the 15 years I've sold farm equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Need to get talking to the salesman and say, hey, I'm looking for a good used 100 horse tractor. Because like I said, they don't hit the lot. They're instantaneously gone.
Okay.
So, you know, letting a guy know, I mean, you can tell me 6 months or a year before you're looking for a piece of equipment. I'm working for you. You know, I'm mm-hmm. you know, whether it's new, whether it's used, you know, New Holland runs specials, you know, I think, you know, we're going to talk about some specials on some equipment here next time. But, you know, I'm always on the lookout for, hey, let's make a good deal. You know, hey, you know, let's get you in the right piece of equipment, you know, and, you know, sometimes it's a financing kick or sometimes it's the, you know, a good cash back rebate, but, you know, we're always looking for, you know, save the customer money. You know, the more money I can save you at the end of the day, the more money you got to spend with me again in the future, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, we got to get you a deal worked out on a disc, it sounds like.
Yeah. I will save a lot of time with that.
Absolutely. So it, you know, we stock a lot of equipment at our Jerseyville store. We also work with 9 other locations. So if we don't have a piece in stock in Jerseyville, mm-hmm. well, you know, there's a chance that one of our another 9 stores will have it in stock. You know, okay. Obviously we work with a bunch of great suppliers. You know, there's an awesome dealer network for all those suppliers as well. So if we don't happen to have it at one of those locations, well, you know, typically, you know, somewhere, someplace has that piece that's in stock. So,
okay. All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you coming out. It's been a pleasure.
No, this has been really cool. This is my first time on the radio, so I just trying to get this whole thing figured out. But it's been a lot of fun, and I've enjoyed it. I'm enjoying this partnership we've got going. I, you know, sitting here talking back and forth, I feel like we're talking more as friends and not necessarily sitting here and, you know, you're sitting here interrogating me, I guess. So, you know, kind of getting a little comfortable in my own skin here, but, I've got some ideas cooking on, you know, things we can offer you and our, customers coming up here. So I'm kind of excited to see where we take this partnership from here.
Good. So are we, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Every day I want to see them tall pines sway. Y'all close them eyes, let's go there in our mind. Hunting and fishing and loving every day, that's the prayer this country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day, black coffee in the morning, dark whiskey in the evening, I get red dirt rich and forever pay. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Woo! Come on.
New Holland CR Twin Rotor Combines from Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville put more premium grain in the bin and save you money while doing it. Compared to competitive brand combines, CR Twin Rotor Combines lose significantly less grain. Independent third-party test results prove it. And CR Twin Rotor Combines use less fuel and harvest faster to save you real money. Finish your season sooner with more grain safely in the storage bin. See Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville about New Holland CR Twin Rotor Combines. They give you performance that pays.